Hello, all you wrestling fanatics. Welcome to the Reed's Wrestling Podcast. I'll be reviewing the 2021 Royal Rumble. Now, there's a lot to catch up on, so we're going to get right into it. So the night started off with Goldberg versus McIntyre. The video package that they showed in the beginning felt a little too long, wasting time. McIntyre, literally, there was nothing really happened in this match. McIntyre spears Goldberg. The beginning of the match, it moves pretty quickly. Goldberg spears Drew through the barricade, destroying it. It starts getting good. Action within the minutes of the match, they're really doing all the finisher they can to finish it really quick. Drew McIntyre claymore kicks Goldberg, goes for the pin. Goldberg kicks out. Seems like these two just, like I said, want to end the match as quick as possible with finishers and be champion, move on to WrestleMania. Goldberg then spears Drew for the second time and then for a third time, and then Goldberg attempts a very, very botched jackhammer. Like, McIntyre really falls awkwardly. It was a really big botch, and then Drew McIntyre does a claymore kick to Goldberg, and that's for the win. Personal thoughts: terrible match. I wasn't really expecting much from this match, to be honest. There was nothing. Goldberg, I mean, I think it's just time for him to hang up his boots. Every time I see him now, it feels like he's just getting worse and worse, and nothing really there. I mean, they shake hands, and I guess Goldberg, in a way, passes the torch to Drew McIntyre, and Goldberg is now convinced that Drew McIntyre is, I guess, the GOAT for him. So then the night moves on to Carmella versus Sasha Banks for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Sasha quickly goes for the Banks statement. Reginald talks his shit outside the ring. Sasha trips him and he gets hit on the ringside. There's heavy, heavy elbows that Sasha Banks does in the corner to, Carmella does to Sasha. Pretty violent. Then Carmella ties Sasha... Carmella ties Sasha's hair to the ring ropes. I thought that was a pretty smart thing. And then Carmella works on her hair and starts, I don't know, untying it or whatever she was trying to do. Carmella then throws Sasha to Reginald's arm. Sasha slaps Reginald, and then the referee sends Reginald to the locker room, leaving Carmella by herself. Carmella argues with the referee that he didn't do anything. Then Sasha goes for a frog splash. Carmella puts her knee up. Sasha gets hit in the gut. Sasha reverses the code of silence with a flying knee. And then Carmella does two super kicks to Sasha. Carmella goes for the pin. Sasha kicks out. The match so far from that point on, it's good. They're both having really good offense. Both know each other really well. They know how to work the ring. They're selling the match. And after the Goldberg and McIntyre match, these two are really selling this. They're really selling their spots. Then Sasha goes for a bank statement. Carmella taps out. Sasha retains the belt. Pretty obvious here that Carmella was not going to win. They want to keep Sasha as champion and want to take it to WrestleMania. And then we move on to Bad Bunny's performance. Personally, not a fan of his music, but I mean, I guess it was cool performance. I mean, like I said, nothing really special here. And Booker T was just standing in the middle with his like military gear on, just being Booker T. And then out of nowhere, he just grabs the mic and just says, "Can you dig it, sucker?" Nothing really to it. So then we move on to the first Royal Rumble match of the night, the Women's Royal Rumble. Now, the way I plan to do this is I'm going to go by each of the entrants, and then I'm going to say the people that the entrants eliminated, and then I'm going to start from the last four and then work my way down. So there's a lot to get on, so I'll get started. At number one, it was Bayley, my pick to win the Royal Rumble. Number two, Naomi. Number three, Bianca Belair. Number four, Billie Kay. Number 5, Sachi Blackheart. Number 6, Shayna Baszler. Number 7, Toni Storm. Number 8, a very surprising appearance by Jillian Hall. Number 9, Ruby Riott. Number 10, another surprise, Victoria. At number 11, Peyton Royce. Number 12, Santana Garrett. She's from NXT. To be honest, haven't seen her. Number 13, Liv Morgan. Number 14, Rhea Ripley. 15, Charlotte Flair. 16, Dana Brooke. At number 17, another surprise entrance, Tori Wilson. At number 18, Ric Flair. Big question mark. Now, but that was just to outsmart Charlotte. It was Lacey Evans. Number 19, Mickie James. Number 20, Nikki Cross. Number 21, another surprise appearance, Alicia Fox. With this one, they keep calling her a WWE legend, but to be honest, I could argue that because don't really see it. And at the same time, R-Truth came out and just does his little R-Truth moments. And I don't know what to say. They just, superstars just come out and chase him for the 24th title. At number 22, Mandy Rose. Number 23, Dakota Kai. Number 24, Carmella. Number 25, Tamina. Number 26, a returning Lana. We haven't seen her since TLC, so that was nice. Number 27, Alexa Bliss. Number 28, Ember Moon. Number 29, Nia Jax. And then number 30, Natalya. Now, we all knew that because she won the match against Tamina. So now for the eliminations. Bayley eliminate Ruby Riott. Naomi, it was a comeback. She hasn't lost a step. Bianca Belair, she eliminates Bayley. So there goes my pick. For Billie Kay, it was funny because she just kept going to that entrance ramp with her headshots trying to find a tag partner. I thought that was funny. She's really doing great with that character. Shayna Baszler, she dominates. She eliminates Shotzi Blackheart, Victoria, Tori Wilson, Lacey Evans. And then with Jillian Hall, Billie Kay finally finds a partner in her. And then they call each other Jilly and Billy. That's actually pretty catchy. Victoria didn't do anything, but it was I just find it a shocking return. I actually liked it. Peyton Royce eliminates Liv Morgan. Rhea Ripley. Now, Rhea, I feel, is the MVP of this Royal Rumble. She eliminates Toni Storm, Santana Garrett, Dana Brooks, Dakota Kai, and Mandy Rose, and Alexa Bliss. Charlotte Flair eliminates Peyton Royce. Tori Wilson, they didn't do anything, but she was actually found her performance really, like, live. She actually did way more than what she would, what returning diva sometimes does when in her case. Alicia Fox actually pins R-Truth for the 24/7 title. Yes, she became the 24/7 title holder. Mandy Rose, she eliminates Alicia Fox, and then when Alicia Fox is outside the ring, R-Truth pins her, and then R-Truth regains his 24/7 championship. And then Tamina, she eliminates Carmella because Reginald got kicked. And then Carmella runs off. Well, Tamina was going to kick Reginald, and then Carmella jumped out of Reginald's arms and basically her foot touched the ground. Both of her feet touched the ground. She's eliminated. Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss had a cool moment. Everyone
just ask me what you'd like me to do.
Everyone attacked her. Literally everyone attacked her. She then slowly tried to transform in front of everyone. The lights started dimming down. But before she can transform into the Firefly Funhouse Bliss, Rhea eliminates her. Nia Jax eliminates Ember Moon, and then her and Shayna eliminate Naomi, and then they both eliminate Tamina, and then Nia eliminates Baszler. So then it's a pretty from there it goes for four. Then Natalia eliminates Lana. Sadly, I actually kind of had a moment where I was like, oh, maybe Lana could win this. But I mean, that's Shelly. This the hell. So then with Nia and Shayna Baszler eliminated, they go back into the ring and just fuck everyone up. I mean, you know, they're being sore losers. And then they finally leave. So now we're down to four. So we have Natalia, Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair. Bianca eliminated Natalia. Shocker there. So now we have three. Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair, Bianca Belair. Seeing these three in the ring, to be honest, I can see WrestleMania main event. These three, I can see a WrestleMania main event with them. I wish they would actually do it. So then Bianca and Rhea tag team Charlotte Flair, and then they eliminate Charlotte Flair. Final two in the ring, Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley. Bianca Belair, okay, kind of obvious because she's been having a crazy good year. They're really pushing her. I was actually surprised that Rhea Ripley actually was the final two. I did not see that coming, as dominant as she's always. I did not see that coming. But so then with both of them left, they're both sitting on the ringside ropes and they slowly go into each other, literally not taking their eyes off each other. They really want to fight. All in all, the winner of the women's 2021 Royal Rumble, Bianca Belair. She eliminates Rhea Ripley. My God, the performance from Bianca Belair was incredible. Really, really hands down incredible. I cannot believe that she lasted that long in the Royal Rumble. She was entry number three, so she lasted around 30 minutes. Very, very good. So then we move on to Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens last man standing match. The match that I have been waiting for all night, because I knew they were going to do a Attitude Era style last man standing match. And boy, it delivered. The spots in this match were incredible. So Roman comes on very intense. Eye stare from both men. Roman took his time in the entrance. He did not blink or anything. Kevin was just biting his tongue in the ring, just waiting for the bell to ring. It was pretty intense. So then the bell rings and they just go for it. Roman does a Superman punch to Kevin Owens right off the bat. Kevin Owens does a pop-up powerbomb to Roman. Both do major offensive blows in the start of the match. And now the match quickly, shockingly enough, quickly moves out of the ring. Roman rams a steel step to Kevin Owens and then they start moving towards the entrance ramp. I'm actually pretty surprised that they left the ring maybe like 4 or 5 minutes into the match, because you know how usually now PG era they take their sweet ass time in the ring, 15-20 minutes, and then they go outside, and then that's like only 5 minutes of a match is outside. Great that I knew that they were gonna do something. So then they start climbing the LED screens one level at a time, each doing their own thing to take each other out. Kevin Owens does a stunner Roman on the floor, and then Roman Superman punches Kevin Owens, and then a repeat from SmackDown. Roman throws Kevin Owens off the LED ramp to a table, probably 9-10 feet off the air. Owen is down all the way to a 9 count. Once the 9 count hit, he gets up. So then they move to backstage era and we actually see more of the Tropicana field, which I find it kind of pretty cool. It's a lot of space there, so it's kind of sad that they don't use that space, but I mean, what can we do? That so then out of nowhere, Roman Reigns runs over Kevin Owens with a golf cart and the glass from the front just shatters. Came out of nowhere, really. And then a powerbomb from Kevin Owens. And then and then Roman is on the table. And then Kevin Owens, being the daredevil that he is now, he gets on top of a forklift. He gets on the little edge of the forklift. He just swantons off the forklift to the table. They go for a count. Roman gets up by a 9 count, sadly. Then Kevin Owens and Roman come back to the entrance ramp, and Roman Reigns spears Kevin Owens through the entrance LED screens, breaking it. I wish it kind of had like the little sparks, making it more dramatic than it should have been. But yeah, referee counts to a 9 on Roman because Kevin Owens handcuffs Roman Reigns to a little pole there. And then Roman, being the heel that he is, he grabs the referees by the shirt, pushes the referee to like a part of the steel, and the referee gets knocked out before the referee can count to 10. And then the final thing. Roman retains his title because he does a guillotine choke on Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens just gets completely knocked the fuck out. Of course, Kevin Owens did not quit. Roman couldn't beat him if he couldn't knock him out. I honestly thought Kevin Owens was going to win this one, but shit happens. It was a very, very good match. I knew that it was going to be something special and Attitude Era-ish. The only thing that was really missing, though, is blood. I honestly wish that one of them were just bladed and just bled. I think would have made it way better, but circumstances of the PG era, they would have gotten fired for that. And now we move on to the Men's Royal Rumble. Same concept here, though. I'm going to go down the list of all the entrants, and then I'll say who they eliminated, and then down to the final four, and so on. So at number one, we have Edge. Shockingly, he drew number one. I did not see that coming. I thought Edge was literally going to be 12, 17. Number two, Randy Orton. And before I go on, so we have Edge at number one, Randy Orton at number two. Mind you, these two still have shit with each other. Randy Orton comes out and Edge just flies towards the entrance ramp. They just start battling out. Like, they have so much issues from last year. They just start beating the fuck out of each other outside the ring before they even got inside. So then at number three, has Sami Zayn. Number four, Mustafa Ali. Number five, Jeff Hardy. Number six, Dolph Ziggler. Number seven, Shinsuke Nakamura. Number eight, a very huge surprise, Carlito. Now that is cool. Number nine, Xavier Woods. Number 10, Big E. Number 11, John Morrison. Number 12, Ricochet. Number 13, Elias. Number 14, Damian Priest. 15, The Miz. Before I go on, The Miz comes out and he starts destroying Bad Bunny's DJ's equipment. That's how you know he can take no for an answer, since Bad Bunny rejected his offer of joining him and being all great. So then at number 16, Riddle. 17, Daniel Bryan. 18, Kane. 19, King Corbin. 20, Otis. 21, Dominic Mysterio. 22, Bobby Lashley. 23, a surprise entrance, The Hurricane. Number 24, probably the biggest surprise of the night, Christian. Yes, Edge's best friend, Christian. He actually came out to wrestle. I cannot believe that. And 25, AJ Styles, my pick to win the Royal Rumble. 26, Rey Mysterio. 27, Sheamus. 28, Cesaro. 29, a returning after a month and a half of no action, Seth Rollins. And then at 30, Braun Strowman. So as for eliminations, we have Mustafa Ali. He eliminated Xavier Woods. Dolph Ziggler eliminated Jeff Hardy. And while Jeff Hardy got eliminated, Edge and Orton just kept battling outside the ring. Them fighting outside the ring and then Edge driving a DDT on Orton on a table, It gave me Royal Rumble 2001 vibes with how Stone Cold got his shit knocked out and stuff. I liked it. I think it was great. So then we have Big E and Xavier eliminated Sami Zayn, and then Big E eliminates Mustafa Ali. Elias eliminated Carlito. Not cool. Damian Priest surprised me. He did pretty good. He eliminated quite a few people. He eliminated Elias. He eliminates Miz and Morrison. And while Miz and Morrison got eliminated, Bad Bunny comes out and he gets on the rope and just dives to Miz and Morrison. Random. Kane eliminates Dolph Ziggler. Ricochet. Well, the Ricochet elimination being Kane, he chokeslammed Ricochet on the corner of the ring and he dies, literally. King Corbin eliminates Nakamura and Otis. Dominic Mysterio eliminated King Corbin. That's what's up. Bobby Lashley eliminates Dominic. Damian Priest and the Hurricane. But with the Hurricane, it was a biggie, and the Hurricane, his whole 2002 thing where he grabs both wrestlers by the throat and he just dies. Christian eliminated Lashley with the help of everyone. Everyone pushed him over the rope and he goes over. AJ Styles, he didn't eliminate anyone, but almost eliminated people for him. Almost eliminated Big E, pushing him over the top rope, and almost eliminated Rey Mysterio. To be honest, almost was the MVP for AJ Styles. This guy he's gonna do something big. Watch. And then with Braun Strowman in the ring, he eliminated Cesaro, Sheamus, and he eliminated AJ Styles. So my pick for the win of the Royal Rumble is gone. Fuck. So then we're down to the final people. And then Seth eliminates Daniel Bryan. And he eliminates Riddle. Seth being smart. He's waiting outside the ring, waiting for any weakness. Boom. And then Seth throws out Braun and Christian. I'm sorry, we're down to four now. Seth, Braun, Edge, Christian. Seth then throws Braun and Christian. Then Edge eliminates Rollins. And during the match, before the match, Orton was injured because Edge DDT'd him on the table. So he had to go back. He was getting checked out by the trainers. Edge comes back after, Randy Orton comes back after Edge eliminates Rollins. Randy Orton hits an RKO, slick as fuck, like a snake, tries to win, and then Edge throws Randy Orton out of the ring. And your winner is Edge, and he was number one. So he literally did what Shawn Michaels and Rey Mysterio did, winning the Rumble from being entrant number one. And that's over an hour in the ring. Well, almost an hour in the ring. Let's say like 52 minutes in the ring. That is something of an accomplishment for Edge after everything he went through and all the goals he wants to achieve. I didn't see it coming, Edge winning, to be honest. My pick was AJ. AJ Styles. Second was Daniel Bryan to win this. And it kind of changed when I saw Seth Rollins come out, because I was like, whoa, he left on parental leave and he comes back, so why not just kind of give him a push for it? But Edge winning is cool. I honestly thought Edge was going to be eliminated towards the end and his whole fairy tale thing was gonna end. But no, he actually won, and not going to lie, I'm okay with him winning, even though I wanted AJ Styles to win because I was very confident he was going to win. Maybe he just needs to plan more with I always forget how to pronounce his name. Almost. I always forget how to pronounce his name. As for the Royal Rumble 2021 Royal Rumble as a whole, I'm gonna give it a strong 9. It was very enjoyable. I mean, they had to make it enjoyable. I mean, it was the first Royal Rumble without a crowd, and you know, we couldn't get those pops from like the legends coming out or surprises coming out that we would usually get. But all in all, a 9. Highlight, probably mostly the Last Man Standing match, and then the women's and the men's Royal Rumble. It just, like, the flow just kept moving and moving. There was no stop. Although I'll say in the beginning of each Royal Rumble match, it took maybe 15, 20 minutes for anyone to start getting eliminated. Other than that, it was a very good pay-per-view. And I honestly can't wait to see who Edge and Bianca Belair pick to go against who and at WrestleMania. I'm actually going to say my predictions right now for Bianca Belair. Who will she go against? Will she go against someone from Raw? Someone from SmackDown? I could honestly say that she'll go for Sasha Banks. I see Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks at WrestleMania. And that is going to be a hell of a match. As for Edge, I think I'll go for Edge versus Roman Reigns. Edge versus Drew McIntyre. I don't see much of a storyline happening. I see Edge versus Roman Reigns, but I don't. Thinking about the Last Man Standing match, at first, as I said, I thought Last Man Standing match should have been the final fight between Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens. But after this, and technically, Kevin Owens didn't lose. He got knocked out. He didn't lose. Even I honestly now think that they are going to take it all the way to WrestleMania. So that will leave Edge versus Drew McIntyre. And I mean, I'm curious to see what they can cook up for Edge and McIntyre, and I honestly hope that Edge will win at WrestleMania. And if he doesn't, then I'm gonna riot and I don't know, put something on fire maybe. Anyways, that is my review for the 2021 Royal Rumble. You can follow me on Instagram at Alan Rules Do, at that is ALLANDOOD. Sorry, Alan Rules Do. Alan, ALLANRULEZDOOD. And then on Twitter at Alan Rocks 2224. That's Alan, ALLAN, Rocks, ROCKS, the numbers 2224. And I'll catch you next time.